You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hi, and welcome to Adults in Training. It has been a minute, and we are going to try to do this one while getting my nails done. It should be fun. Audrey, Miss Nail Expert, is going to help me here. And I keep hearing rave reviews about her nail abilities. She does...
Yeah, I do gels, like, and then I do extensions. But right now, we're not doing extensions for her because she doesn't want to ruin her nails.
Yeah, we're just going to do, I don't know, color.
Yeah.
It's color, like, and color good.
It's like a purpley thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's gel.
Yeah.
And I'm too lazy right now to go get my nails done, so.
Well, why would you get them done when you can get them
exactly.
done?
Exactly. Especially when you are having appointments made today, actually.
People yes, are scheduling appointments. Yes, I have someone coming on Tuesday, I believe, to get their nails done. But she won't answer her phone yet, so we don't know what we're going to do for the design yet.
Yeah. So she's been doing Megan's and Lexi's, and they've been doing really good. They look really good. Megan's look fabulous.
Megan's look really good. And Lexi's looks pretty good, too.
Yeah.
It's just I need to work more on my 3D.
Yeah, because she did a 3D on that one, and that one was kind of crazy that I did not even know you had that item, that tool. Oh, my gosh. She really does have a whole nail set in here.
I do, yes. We got this a long time ago, like 2 months
what
ago.
What is that, an Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. But, yeah, so we're going to see how this goes. We're just going to chat. And while she's doing nails for me.
Yep.
In the bathroom while sitting on the floor.
This is true. This is true.
This is how it works. So.
Okay. Wait. I don't even know where half my stuff is. I need to get more organized. This is crazy.
She's having technical difficulties. Do you need both hands? I can hold it for you.
No. I'm looking for this stuff right now.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, it's been a minute, and unfortunately, we're going to do some bum rushing them in, I guess, today. We're going to do a bunch of them because life just happened. I think the last one we had episode was Texas, and it was just way too long ago, and so much stuff has happened since Texas in summer. You guys started school. She's like, give me your nail. I think you need to take off. You're forgetting here. I have stuff on my nails. What is it?
Yeah.
It's just nail strengthener. Can I leave it on?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, you can probably leave it on. Is it like a polish?
It is a nail. It's a polish, but it's a nail strengthener.
I think it's fine. I don't think you need it. I don't think we need to take it off.
Okay. Do not ruin my nails.
I won't.
I've been trying very hard for them to grow.
Actually, I'm going to put this.
Because my nails suck. Even when it comes to having nail growth, all those stuff does not work ever. Even when I was pregnant, I had all the hormones and then Oh my gosh, I'm getting all scared here. But yeah, it's been so long because then you guys started school, you guys did sports, you did this. I mean, Lexi's doing college applications, so we have to have a talk about that. And we'll go into that a little bit. Oh my God, don't hurt my nail. That's a cuticle.
Sure, okay, wait, I'll be right back. I should get the cuticle thing.
Okay.
Because I don't know where it is.
All right.
I'll be back.
All right. I'll be right back. Okay, and she is back. She's got her cuticle cutters and all that stuff. I don't know what she's going to cut. Please don't hurt me.
Oh my God, you're overdramatic.
Yeah. Anyway.
She's the worst cutter ever, Mom. You need to get a new one.
Well, I don't do that often. Aren't you supposed to do like some other thingy first? Okay, okay.
Patience.
Okay. But yeah, there's been stuff since school started and then soccer started and then...
Soccer started a long time ago.
Right? A long time ago. You're in the throes of it. You're almost towards the end of the season. Yeah. We had games today.
Oh my God, yeah. We did.
Games and games and games yesterday, and next week we've got to go to Tucson possibly for games.
Not possibly, we are going.
Yeah, well, Megan's team might not be because she doesn't have enough players because of spring break. So
yeah, we're not gonna have all clears either.
And then we had the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. All that stuff, Christmas. Unfortunately, Greg's dad passed away, so we had that as well around the holidays. And then we had the New Year. And it's just, and then, oh, we went snowboarding up north with, there's no snow. And all kinds of stuff. And then now we're just like March getting ready for like, we're already fast forwarding in our minds to May for a trip.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes.
And then we just, this past weekend, went to the carnival, the school carnival.
It was pretty fun. But yeah. I wish I had gone the next day because like basically my entire day went the next day. So I wish I went that day.
Because we went Friday night.
Yeah, and nobody went because everybody had like, I guess there was like a flag football game for our school, and then everybody went to that instead of going to their carnival, and I was like, bruh.
But the flag football game would have been done earlier anyway.
I know. They were like, I want a little bit of rest time. You're a wimp. You are a wimp.
But we went, and I totally cannot go on those rides. It makes me like so nauseous.
Oh my gosh, there was one that you went like upside down, and it was the best thing I've been on in my entire life. Like, actually,
I wanted to go on that one, but Greg Jack wasn't tall enough. There go my cuticles.
Do you want to keep them? I could have kept them.
I don't know what they're. What am I using them for?
It's just, I actually don't know why you need to get rid of cuticles. Well, I know what's to like make them stay longer. Like, but that's when you have tips, so I technically did not have to do this.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what, whatever. The people have nails salon do it.
Ow. Don't cut my cuticles.
Oh my God,
No, the ladies, some of the ladies at the salon, the cuticles, they like go, usually they're pretty good. There's one salon I really like going to. Ow.
Oh my God, you're a wimp.
But I told you, my nails are like really pathetic. They hurt. They're thin and all that stuff. So like,
yeah. You are a wimp.
But like sometimes lately they've been like super bad on like cutting with the cuticle cutters and mm-hmm. nails. I'm like, ugh. And they like end up getting, it's bad. It's bad, bad. But anyways, so what would you like to talk about today? The proper nail techniques, how you got into doing nails?
Honestly, I just saw a TikTok video and it inspired me.
Inspired you?
Yeah, because I was bored during the summer because we weren't really doing anything for like half the summer. And I believe June, maybe July, I don't even know. It was one of the J months, anyways. And I was really, really bored. And then so I convinced my mom to get me some nail stuff, and then she bought me some stuff. And I've kind of just been doing my nails ever since. But then I had to stop because a freaking orchestra, 0 out of 10, do not recommend orchestra. And so, yeah, but then spring break is coming up next week, so I'm gonna, and we have a concert on Thursday, so I'm gonna do my nails Thursday night, have amazing nails on Friday to show off, and then have nails the entire week of spring break, come, and then take them off on Sunday night.
It's a lot of work.
I've been planning this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a lot to explain.
But, yeah. She's very excited, and she's doing so. They're so, they look so good, and which always was weird because she does the tips and the fakes sometimes on top, but Audrey has gorgeous nails. Hers are like, she could climb a tree with them. They're so strong.
These?
Well, you cut them back, but like they're usually.
I've just been like biting them down.
You've been biting them usually.
Yes.
Down.
Okay.
You're stressed out.
Yes. School is hard. Seventh grade is hard. Yeah. I'm surprised I'm even, like, still battling through, like.
I'm getting close.
I've had a few mental breakdowns, but you know what? We live and we learn.
Yeah. Just a couple. And then
I've
had eight breakdowns.
But, like, those are, like, big ones. I've had really small ones, too.
Just I collapse in my room and say, screw it.
No, there was one time I collapsed in my room. It was, like, 12 o'clock at night. I just fell asleep, and then I woke up 30 minutes later, and I was like, oh, my God, I didn't meet the deadline. Because, like, at my school, you have, like, this deadline where it has to be turned in by 11:59 p.m. And so it's, like, really, really weird, honestly. And basically, it's, like you can just pull an all-nighter and just turn all your stuff in at 11:59. And it's honestly the best thing ever, not going to lie. Because other classes, some schools, and, like, my Chinese class in fifth grade, she made it so that you had to turn it in at the end of the school day. And that was terrible. Which, like,
but you can't work on it before the school day because you're in class.
Yeah, and she was my last hour, too. So I was just like, can I just like get an extra hour at least? Because it would be like turn, it would have to be turned by the time I got off the bus. And the bus is like 25, a 20 minute drive because it stops for me. It's a deal. It's a whole thing.
It's a deal.
It's this whole thing.
So are my cuticles like the worst?
Yeah, they're like really bad. Not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. They're really bad.
They keep my nail in place. I'm good with them.
Sure.
From falling out. So are you excited? Because you have a school trip coming up.
Yes, oh, I gotta pay for that. Shit. I have one coming up. We're going to Knott's Berry Farm, and I'm very excited. And then it's like this whole thing. I don't even know. But we're going to like a bunch of different places, and I honestly don't want to go. But well, I do. But the thing is, I don't want to take that. I don't want to do it on the freaking tour to see windmills. I actually don't care about windmills.
You mean, are those the ones, like, what kind of windmills? Like the ones you see in Palm Springs? Or
no, we're just doing a windmill tour, and it's all about windmills. I'm sorry. I don't care. Like, I don't. They're like, we have to do something that involves physics. I'm like, no, you really don't.
Hey, they got it. It's just like with me and CM credits and stuff for work. You have to like put some fun stuff in there, and then you have to do some other stuff that gets the qualifications to say yes. We did science, or we did this class.
Yeah, it's for to learn about physics, which is kind of weird though because right now we're doing this whole medical thing, and it's like a really big project. It's the biggest project we have at our school because it lasts for 3 weeks. And it's like you had to make a model, you have to make an evaluation of a fake patient, and it's like it's a bunch of stuff. It's really cool, but it just takes a lot of.
I'm shoving in the microphone in her face.
It takes a lot of effort. Oh my god, it takes a lot of effort, and it's like the worst thing ever. But wait,
what? I'll bring the mic stand home next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird because we're clearing out my office, and so I have all this stuff I'm bringing home. It's like all here.
Stop being a wimp. It's like a cat.
I know. It's like Finn's going to come over here and smack me. I think you got my cuticle.
No, I didn't. It's not even off yet. Okay, there you go.
Jesus. You're just beating me.
You asked for this, by the way.
Well, I didn't know what you go. Well, of course, I'm lazy, which is probably why they like all fall off. I do the... Ow.
Oh my god, stop saying ow.
Anyways.
Currently, I'm her nail technician, not her daughter, so I can yell at her.
You're like, whatever. I'm so excited. I'm actually going with Megan. Greg to a comedy show next week. And it's the...
went to one yesterday.
I know, it was funny, but the next week's one is the nail tech lady. Is the... Oh, you have no boyfriend? I know Janelle. Like, that's who we're going to go see.
My own name, honey.
No. My name, honey.
You have no boyfriend. No boyfriend, you have no long nail. No long nail.
Yeah, no long nail. Nope, no long nail. But, yeah. So what else is going on with your life? You're pounding through the last part of the third quarter, or you are done, or you're now negotiating grades with teachers?
Actually, yes, I'm negotiating. I emailed my PE teacher, and I was like, hey, is there any chance you can bump up my grade to an A so I can keep my 3.5 GPA, which I need to stay in NJHS, which is a lie, by the way. I already had it. But I just wanted the A in her class. And she didn't email me back. I was like, oh.
Well, why were you getting not an A anyway? It's gym.
Because that's what I'm saying. Because basically, I guess I wasn't kind enough during soccer, or like I was
kind enough because you're like, it's competitive. It's competitive.
No, because I wasn't even shoving anybody around. But this one kid, he was like, Audrey, you should have made that shot. And I was like, you couldn't have made that shot. And then she only saw that, and she was like yelling at me for it. And she told me to say 10 nice things about him. I was like, there's not one nice thing I could say about that kid. Okay, he's just mean and disrespectful and rude. And he treats women like they're sex objects.
What?
I know.
He's in seventh grade.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, if you know what I mean. I don't know how to explain it. But he's just like, he's very, I don't know. He's weird. And somehow he has a girlfriend. Don't ask me how.
Hmm. So you have a B in that class. Or what other classes are you negotiating?
That's about it, I think. I have an A in every other class except for orchestra. Oh, in Spanish, but that one's like, it's an 89%. I don't know if I can see if I can get anything up for that, but
get 89.5.
I don't know what's gonna happen with that class, because the teacher actually had to get heart surgery, so we've been having a sub for like this the longest time, and it's just been like the worst thing ever because she doesn't understand English at all. Like, she only knows hola. I mean, she only knows hello and like, what is your name in English, and that's it. It's the worst thing ever.
So it's like a Spanish immersion class.
Yeah. So whenever I talk to her, I have to use Google Translate to tell her stuff. It's really bad.
All right. What else is going on? So the end of the quarter, getting ready for spring break.
Soccer tryouts are soon for the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like right after we get back from break, we have soccer tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think the Wednesday that we get back, which is good because I've been waiting this entire year to play soccer at school because it's gonna be the best thing
ever. Oh, soccer tryouts for
school,
the junior high.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna have soccer tryouts for club soon as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in May, I believe.
Maybe yeah, April. We gotta get some paperwork signed for the school. High school tryout, school junior high tryouts. That's exciting. It's your first year, right?
Yep.
I think that's one of the dogs banging on the door.
Hello?
Yep. That's got to be Cody or somebody.
I think it's Cooper readjusting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What else is going on? Let's see. We had the backyard done. We're getting the backyard ready for graduation party stuff.
For Lexi, yep.
Yep. Okay, that is making me bleed.
No, it's not. You're so overdramatic. Maybe bleeding on the inside, but on the outside, you are perfectly fine.
I feel victim, like, I feel attacked.
You're not attacked.
I'm triggered.
You asked for this.
And then, so once school is done, you'll be a Big Bad 8th grader.
I will. I'll be the oldest at the school and still the shortest. It's really tough. It's a tough life, okay? I have to grow, like, 10 inches in the summer to be able to be tall enough. When I get to high school, I'm
tall enough for what?
My grade level. I have to hit 5 foot in the summer or else I'm going to actually die. It's a tough life, Mom. It's a tough life.
I suggest sleeping and eating.
I would sleep if I didn't have to wake up at 8 a.m. I mean, not even 8 a.m., like earlier than that for school.
Yeah, you're supposed to be leaving closer. Okay. You have to be at school at 8 a.m., so.
Yeah. So I wake up at like 6:30? I don't know.
6:30.
It just depends because some days I listen to my alarm, other days I don't.
Mm-hmm. But you said your alarm's not working as well?
Yeah, it's not working anymore. I need to get a new one.
Your Alexa?
Yes.
Is Alexa changing her time to wake you up?
No, she's just not setting it off at all. Like, and then I asked her today to play music while I was getting ready for my game. She stood there thinking about it. And then I was like, okay, Alexa, off. And she went there thinking about it. And now she's not doing anything. I don't know. I think she's probably still thinking upstairs. I don't know. She's very annoying. Megan said hers is doing the same thing.
Oh. Yeah. They're communicating and taking over the world. They're like, maybe. Let's frustrate them.
Or maybe it's just because we've had them for like 2 years and they're getting really old.
Is it? I thought they've been longer than that. Is it?
Maybe. Well, I got mine in 5th grade or 4th grade. I don't know. It was a grade level. That's all I know.
It was a grade level. Yeah, you were
and
in a grade.
I was in my current school.
So at least 4th grade.
At least.
Okay. All right. Well, what is your favorite nail type to do? Do you like doing the tips or the fake ones, or what do you like doing?
I like doing the tips just because it gives me more room to work.
Versus my short nails?
Yeah. Like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. But I have nobody's really been asking for short tips. I mean, for short nails, so it's like, whatever.
Is there a design you like doing better? Or you're perfected?
I love doing polka dots. It's my favorite thing to do. Just because it's, like, the easiest thing to do. And it's really easy to, like... It's really easy to mess up, but it's also really easy to fix it. If you mess up, so...
Yeah, Megan has red with white polka dots, and it looks fabulous.
Looks great because I did them.
Mm-hmm. And they're still on. And they, I just have to say, they
yeah, they've been on since February 14th.
And they look fabulous in the soccer pictures I've been taking.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And she's a good one. She's been like ripping them off like Lexi has. I didn't have a talk with her. She's wasting my nails.
She's wasting your nails.
Yes, I keep having to buy new nail tips because she's biting hers off, and it's so annoying. You know how much nail tips are? They're like $9. Mm. Who has got money for that? My mother.
If you ask me.
I tell you more. To buy them.
Yeah. You're like, Amazon it. Next day. I have clients.
Yeah, because you have Prime shipping, and it's like amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this definitely smells like nail salon right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have your mask? Your mask?
I don't need a mask because I am...
It's not professional. Yeah. All the time. Yeah. So what are you getting excited for 8th grade?
I'm very excited to be... Because I know for a fact, everybody tells me 8th grade is so much easier. So I'm very excited for that. Because 7th grade is actually a living hell. So
you've been doing a lot of projects, a lot of sculptures.
So many projects that involve clay and models.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
But you're an expert modeler, apparently.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I would say I'm pretty good. Cause I'm like a perfectionist. So like when I do something, like when I do nails, it has to be perfect. When I do modeling for science class, it has to be perfect. Because I'm, like, scared she's going to take off points because, like, a stupid thing. So I always, like, just try to make it as perfect as possible.
But then you see everybody else's stuff that they turn in, and you're like, what the hell is that?
I know. No, actually, this one kid, he made a human heart out of clay. And, oh, my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Like, you can, like, it's a slow rise. So, like, it's, like, I don't know what their pros and problems is. But it's, like, their heart isn't beat fast enough, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It looks really cool, though.
So you guys were doing ailments or something? Problems?
What?
You guys were doing models of ailments, like problems that things have? Because you were doing the throat, right?
Yeah, and there's like asthma or something.
Different like things that, so yeah, you had to show different things.
We thought it was COPD, but, which is like, I don't even know, but I forgot what it was, but we thought it was COPD, and then we thought it was asthma, and then we're like, no, it's back to COPD, and then we found out that COPD is mainly caused from smoking, and the guy that we got, it's a fake guy, he doesn't smoke. So, yeah. But I don't know. Either way, even if we get the... Because there's a correct... whatever it's called. There's a correct diagnosis that you can give. But even if our diagnosis is wrong, we still get full points for the project for doing it. So that's pretty good, I would say.
So, yeah, bronchial tube, or no, it wasn't bronchial, it was just your throat.
Yeah,
it looked pretty freaking cool. Used toilet paper roll to, as a, you know, to sturdy it.
Yeah,
and then modeled clay around it.
Yep,
it looked good, just like the plastic model that they just had everybody be able to take home, plastic models of stuff.
No, so basically my one of my the girls in my group, her mom works in respiratory therapy, so she had that in at the hospital, and then she brought it home for us so that we could use it for our model, and then, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Benefits.
I know, thank God we got someone who has, like, respiratory issues.
All right, time for the first UV.
Did you know UV actually causes cancer?
Yes, and yet you guys are always like, UV of 4, UV of 5. That's exactly what the sun does. But,
okay.
There we go.
Curve for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. So, and you're wrapping up your student council stuff too. Do you have any more student? You already did student council, so you have more student council this month, or every so often? Or?
Well, I know we have an assembly coming up, and then we have a bunch of spirit days coming up as well, and then
anything good for spirit days you have to dress up for?
One of them is Tropical Tourist Day, which I think is pretty cool. It's gonna be really mm-hmm. good. And then I'm really excited for that one. Anyways, back to the point. And then we have Animal Print Day for Earth Day. I don't know. And then, I forget the other one.
Titanic Day.
Let me think back.
She's thinking. She's got her head.
Oh, and then it's International Day.
Oh, okay.
Because we have this, like, thing every single year that we do. an international festival.
Yeah.
Where it's like a bunch of different countries, and like you can experience foods from there, and like it has all different information and stuff like that. And so yeah, so we do that every single year, and it's pretty cool. But so then to go along with that, we're doing an international day where you can wear like things like jerseys from other countries, like just anything to represent other countries. You can basically wear whatever you want, mm-hmm. as long as it doesn't represent the USA.
Yeah. And then the other thing you are...
Oh, speaking of which, I need to buy something for that.
Oh, okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the other thing you're doing a lot more is yearbook, even though it's been like, we've been pretty bad lately because we've been running around like crazy people, not getting there on time, yeah. But you did a yearbook and you're putting pages together and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What pages are you doing?
I'm doing field trips and spirit days page, and then science and English. Those are my pages, because I did pages before, but I don't remember what other pages I did.
Oh, so the other pages are already done?
I also did sports.
Yeah, so those pages, the other pages are done?
Yeah, I believe so.
Signed off on.
But it's kind of annoying because it's due soon, and we don't even have all the field trips put in. So I'm like, bro, what are we going to do? Because a bunch of field trips are at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of the sports are also at the end of the year. So it's like, bruh, I think we have like 23 days left, and... It's like, okay, we at least have to get one soccer game in there before we can. And then we also have to get basketball in there. It's so annoying. But nobody wants to go see basketball.
Why?
Because Fremont basketball is so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, but that's... So you're doing that. Is there any other... You don't do any other clubs, do you?
I'm in NJHS.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, I have a meeting tomorrow.
Okay, great.
I know.
We need to get there early because we also have to take Lexi to her.
It's after school.
Oh, okay, good. We'll pick you a plate then. Well, it looks so pretty. I like the color.
I know.
Very nice. Oh!
It didn't spill.
It didn't spill. Okay. So the color is very like purple, like very, very light purple, pearly kind of color, almost whitish, white purple. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Translucent, maybe like a... What would you call that? Like an abalone shell kind of thing? Like a pearly...
I don't know.
Seashell kind of inside? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Anyways. Yeah. What else? There's... I don't know.
So what's going on in your life?
Oh, well, you know, closing my company. It's kind of crazy. I mean, you guys have been there for a long time. You guys have known me there for a long time. You go to my office, it's so sad seeing it all go away. Mm-hmm. If you go see it, it's like so empty. It's so weird looking.
I haven't seen it in a long time, actually.
Because you guys used to come and sit on the table in the chairs and play Nintendo and do whatever. Mm-hmm. Yep, table's gone, TV's gone, Nintendo's gone, chairs are gone.
File that one down later.
A lot of the plants are gone.
Oh my gosh, your plants. What are you going to do?
They're starting to acquire over at our house.
My God, that's why our house looks like a jungle.
Jungle. It's becoming. And the Finn's just like, how can I get to it? Finn's like, I want to eat that.
I know. Finn's actually insane.
And then I keep hearing,
No, the dogs keep pooping upstairs too. I think they're eating your stuff. It's diarrhea.
What
I cleaned up yesterday. It was very liquidy and moist. And
ew.
The green thing was involved.
A green thing?
The green meal machine. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, gotcha. The green machine. It's a cleaner, pooper cleaner thingy. But I gotta figure out what's making them sick, because I don't see any plants that are on the ground. I don't know.
Maybe they're eating tortie poop again.
Maybe. I think so. Maybe because I thought I saw some tortoise poop by the back door, and he hasn't been out. It's just they're bringing snacks back to the house. What?
I'm just seeing if it was cat eye or not, because this kind of looks like it could be cat eye.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little metallic-y.
Yeah. Don't worry, I will fix it up in a second.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Oh, okay.
Again, perfectionist. You're just like, pop up.
No, because I did Megan's nails and she was like, you're going to clean that up, right?
Oh, really?
You're going to fix that, right? Yes.
Oh my gosh, like, she's going to be like the worst Karen when she gets older and gets her nails done.
I'm going to fire her. Like, I'm going to start charging her if she acts like that.
Oh my God, what is that?
You're going to get that off my finger, right? I was like, yes, wait patiently. And she's like... I'm just making sure because, you know, you are a starter and everything. Ugh, leave me alone. I'd like to see you do your own nails.
Megan doesn't even get her nails done ever like this, usually.
No,
she and now she's, like, in love with them.
Yeah, she loves them.
One pinky nail did fall off, and I found it. And I was like, why don't you just have Audrey glue it back on? She's like, no, because I want to get them all off anyway. But her comment was good, though, because which is true. She's like, I don't want to glue it back on because when Audrey does it, they don't fall off very well often. And she's like, I don't want to do different ones for spring break. And she's like, so I need to, like, get them to fall off. But they won't because yeah. they're so good.
Yeah. But that one only fell off because I think she, like, fell in soccer or something, and it was, like, wiggling off. And then she played with it, and it fell off.
Like a tooth.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh, speaking of which, I get braces on soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah, they said probably around fall. So, start of eighth grade.
Yeah, we're waiting for Megan to get hers off in the next couple, like, month or two, I think. Hopefully, we're going to push them. Like, they're doing the standard orthodontic thing. I don't think I've ever heard of an orthodontist actually sticking to their timeline. Because, what, a couple months ago, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to start scheduling for them to come off in March. And then in February, they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be, like, 5 more months. And they keep, and then this, and then that. I'm like, no, this is not, we're not adding time. We have to get, we're not even going to be in town for time to get off. It needs to come off because we need to put the next one on, Miss Audrey, to get her braces. So I was like, no, we're good. She's going to be, hopefully she can get her braces off before we go on vacation.
Yeah. Dude, I have a feeling that they're going to have to laser down my teeth like they did with Megan. Because
what do you mean laser them down?
Like laser the gum, because some of Megan's teeth, they had to laser the gum so that the teeth would pull down.
Oh, okay. Not like the gum was, it's just because, so yeah, that had to happen with Megan because her teeth would not come down. And yeah, so they had to laser the gum so they could put a brace on it and pull it down.
Yeah, like this one, it's been out for like 5 months.
Let me see. Where is it? It doesn't even look like it's there. Well, and it's weird because you're missing a tooth actually, and you still don't have any room.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get a mega expander.
Which is weird because I feel like your mouth is very big. But your teeth are big, right? Are your teeth big, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're smaller than you. I mean, they're bigger than yours.
Yeah, I have small teeth.
Did you chip your tooth?
A long time ago. In the bottom of the front one?
It's like your top.
Yeah. A little bit. It needs to be filed.
Wait, smile? Mm. Your ones in the back look so much like lighter than the ones in the front.
Probably because they're not getting as much coffee. They're getting less coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee. Okay.
She's a coffee addict.
Well, that's good. And getting better. I'm about not doing that. I'm not always about coffee. Do you want me to switch hands? Oh, wait. No. Oh, you forgot my thumb.
I know.
My thumb.
Because I had to do it in a different set because it's a process, okay?
Can't do it together.
Don't do it. Put your nails like they were before.
Okay, okay.
Because those need top coat on them.
Oh, they're still sticky?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, so you'll be in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be scared to go to high school?
Oh, I'm so scared.
Really?
The campus is humongous. How am I going to know my way around?
Megan's figured it out. She was worried.
Yeah, but like, this is different. Megan always finds her way through. I doubt I will.
Really?
And I'm scared I'm not going to have like a lot of friends. I'm funny. Mm. Actually, I probably won't have a lot of friends.
Why?
Because everybody's so mean and I just can't stick with... The friends that I had in fourth grade are not my friends now, and it's, like, crazy. Like, the friends that I had in fifth grade are not my friends now. The friends that I had in sixth grade aren't my friends now. Like, it's crazy.
Hmm. How come you think?
Because everybody just changes so much, and then you don't change with them. So it's just, like, it's crazy. It's just so hard to stay with the same friends and the same friend group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and there's like, what, almost 4,000 kids at that school, so you'll be able to, I'm sure you can find some friends.
Oh, for sure.
And especially you'll do more stuff again, I'm sure.
Yeah. I might do 2 sports, I don't know.
Do badminton.
Oh, badminton's so easy, bro.
Hey, don't say that until you try it.
I did.
They compete. They're always competing with volleyball for courts, and they always win the courts.
We have school badminton. Oh my God, it's the easiest thing ever. This one girl, she was on the Fremont badminton, badminton team, and she was actually, like, pretty good, and then she didn't want to do it, so she, like, quit mid-season, I guess, because they were going to finals, but they only take 6 people, and then she was one of the 6, she was, like, number 2, I think, and then she lost to someone just because she didn't want to go. She, like, purposely lost.
Mm.
And I was like, why would you do that?
Maybe you could do, like, track, cross country.
I hate running.
You used to, at one point, you wanted to do it.
I did until times changed.
It's been a few months. Yeah.
I've gotten slower.
Gotten slower, even though we have a treadmill in the house now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe. All right. So right hand is looking almost done.
We just need top coat and then.
It looks pretty freaking good. I like them. I do like them. They look really well done. They actually, I'm liking it. We'll see how they last. I'll see how much I pick at them. That's going to be the trick. What happens? Can I, my nervous tick. Can I do that? All right. Well, we'll see that. We'll come right back when the second hand gets done. And we're back. And my second hand is done. And it looks fabulous. So good.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
Thank you very much.
It did take a while because she is a perfectionist, but they look fabulous. So we'll have to see.
Pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose your battles.
Exactly. And, you know, you're not a professional, but you want, you play one. You saw one on TV or something. I don't know.
TikTok. Wait, give me both your hands because I have to do cuticle oil.
Oh, good. Thank you. And then I am expecting the full lotion massage.
You're for real about that?
No, it's okay. It's like, come on. You gotta do the shoulder snap, the pop, 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 pop that they do on the back.
I
can do
it, I guess. If necessary. By the way, Tai Tai's she's gonna get into the stuff.
Tai Tai, our cat. The old lady. Hey, you old lady, Tai Tai.
Meow. Okay, put your hands out.
Okay, there you go. But yeah.
This would make great ASMR, not gonna lie. We should be an ASMR podcast. Oh my gosh. I would fall asleep to us every night.
Let's get Tai Tai now. Make some noises, it's Tai Tai. Stop rubbing. She's just rubbing her head all over the microphone. Where's the
purring?
The purring. You had it for a second there.
Yeah.
Gotta get Finn in here. Finn's a purr.
Stop. Ew, now you made the mic all wet.
She's a drooler too. She's got some weird thing with her feet, her teeth. But she's not missing teeth. They just drool for some reason.
She's not like me.
I know.
Okay, give me your other hand.
Let me see. Sorry, we're just trying to get Tai Tai to purr. We're like, come on, purr already. It's what you do. It's the only thing you do.
Tai Tai mic'd up.
Or throw up. That's the only other thing she does.
It's a very popular occasion for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. These actually don't look bad.
Yeah, I know. They look good. That's what I said.
Your nails are a little bit stubby, but...
They still look good.
Pause off.
Oh, come on.
It's not your nails, so you can't touch them until I give you permission.
Anyways, yeah. Well, thank you for doing my nails. I appreciate it. They look so good.
Wait.
What? Oh, she's got to file a couple of them down.
Okay, wait. Hold this for me.
I'll take a picture and I will post it. And everybody's going to be like, what the heck? Why is there a picture of some nails?
Listen to the podcast.
So you can just see like what the nails look like. Well, don't like make them too. Don't start filing crazy like crackhead.
I'm not. They're just uneven.
Oh my goodness. She's going to like take them all off. Yeah. What do you think, Tai Tai?
Boshibdi.
Yeah. You're a faker. Audrey's making that noise.
No, it's not. It's Tai Tai.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
All right. Well, it's getting time. It's been a long podcast already, so thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed my session of doing my mother's nails. If I do it for any of my sisters, it'll be 10 times longer, so yeah. How long? These only took like an hour. These are, and like, I don't know, because it's weird because it's like so clear, so I had to do multiple coats. And then, so yeah, I never gave you permission to touch them, by the way. Pause off, lady. Okay, I guess you can touch them anyways.
All right. Cool.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next time. We'll get some more kids on here.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later on Adults in Training.
You're so weird. All right. Bye.
Bye.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear?
Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.